would you work in the legislature to change the state Forest Practices Act to make this same requirement for state lands? So, Bill, you go first.
Thank you. Just a point of history, when I was working with the Village Corporation at Cluckwan, we worked with other villages to introduce the Forest Practices Act. We worked with Adelheid Herman, who was the chairman of resources at the time, to put in the Forest Practices Act bill, which she did. And we came, took a bunch of probably 40 people in a room to try to come, and I call it try to come to a consensus, because I believe at the end there were three people who did not agree with the Forest Practices Act that was brought forward. The biggest problem you have with Native corporation lands or private lands is the takings. They were willing to give up a certain amount of land, provided they were allowed to cut a certain amount of some of the bigger timber out of there, and we agreed to that by going out to 100 feet. Maybe so if you continue to allow them to take some of the bigger trees out of there and not leave, take them all. You know, we didn't support clear cutting to the streams like I think the old practice was, and that's why we came in for the Forest Practices Act. It wasn't, it wasn't the best bill at the start, but through years of working, I think it was a lot better than it was probably, 40, 50 years ago. It is a solution, and I wasn't, I don't have no problem allowing them to do that if you, everybody in this room had a house next to a stream and you have to go back 100 feet. You could lose that land. Is that a takings? Think about that. So as long as you can take some of the lumber out of there so they have some value and leave some of the trees, which we do now, I don't think anybody would have a problem. Just don't take everything and not leave anything for the corporation.
I think if you support the fishing industry in Southeast Alaska, you also have to support responsible forestry in Southeast Alaska. And I'm not sure if 100 feet is the answer, but it's something different than what the status quo is. I mean, that's down in Heidelberg. I've been there twice now, and there's a Sea Alaska cut right outside Heidelberg that nobody in Heidelberg is excited about. And the reason being is it's right next to one of the main anadromous streams in the Heidelberg area. And it's a brand new cut. It was either this year or last year. And I think they're required to have a 10-foot buffer. And the way that 10-foot buffer was qualified was it counted the logging road, which ran right next to the stream, as part of the buffer. And there's maybe one tree between the logging road and the stream. And you could just see the silt flowing into the stream. And that's not responsible forestry. So whatever's happening right now has got to change. I don't know if 100 feet is the answer, but something more than 10 feet. And certainly if a logging road is counting as a stream buffer, 10 feet needs to be redefined. So I think that the question is, we really need to support the fishing industry in Southeast. It is the lifeblood of this region, without question. These communities would not exist if it weren't for fishing. And forestry and fishing are not necessarily mutually exclusive. The forestry just has to be conducted in a responsible manner. Small-scale clear cuts, selective cutting, and buffer zones that make sense for fishing yet still provide value for the landholder. So I think it's a balance, but right now what we have, at least with private land holdings in the Southeast, is not a balance.